January Markle, Harbinger Daily. All of us were heartbroken at the images coming out of Maui in early August. Everyone said it was like the end of the world. It was apocalyptic. The scenes remind us of images from World War II when dozens of cities looked like Lahaina, Maui. But this wasn't a wartime ordeal. This was a peaceful day in paradise that was interrupted by the unthinkable. A wildfire of suspicious origin violently ended the lives of hundreds, and potentially thousands, of people whose day started like any other and ended in a hellish ordeal. We see why the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2, life can end abruptly and unexpectedly. No one is promised a tomorrow. The word, apocalyptic, is being used all over the world as the planet groans, awaiting the liberation of Jesus Christ when he will set it free. Elsewhere in Europe, a month of rain fell on parts of Slovenia in a single day. China experienced devastating floods, crops throughout the region were completely wiped out, and the property damage that has been done is off the charts. Devastating heat has tormented millions of people around the world. Hail pounded Germany. Fires in Portugal created an apocalyptic inferno. This, and much more, as we are in a run-up to the rapture, the ultimate apocalyptic event. And divine judgment must also be considered as we see reprobate activity. Go Gay Hawaii welcomes everyone to gay-friendly Maui on a website built for just such promotion. The website says, the Maui gay community is substantial and accepting. There are numerous LGBT and gay-friendly businesses on the island, exclusive Maui gay resorts and plenty to see, do and experience on this magical island. Maui Gay Pride is a staple event taking place each year around the first weekend in October. The promotion continues, in 2011, when Hawaii Governor Neil Abercrombie signed legislation legalizing gay marriage in Hawaii, he sealed the state's fate as one of the top gay destinations in the world. We welcome you to plan your Maui gay vacation or wedding today. And interestingly enough, about the only structure in Lahaina not destroyed was a church, though it was not a gospel-preaching church. During the seven-year tribulation, every city and nation will look like Maui. Can you imagine? I cannot. The city of Lahaina is a preview of things to come. The earth will reel from earthquakes, meteor showers and asteroids, stars falling from heaven, and the moving of mountains. One-third of the trees will burn up. The sun will go dark and the moon will turn to blood. Mankind will hide in caves and rocks and plead, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Revelation 6:12-17. When things are at their worst, Christ will suddenly appear on planet Earth during his second coming or, no flesh would be saved. Matthew chapter 24 verse 22. God is warning the unbelieving world about what is coming. Billions perish during that unprecedented time, and modern-day disasters are a pale foretelling of things to come. If you have Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, none of this is of concern. Believers escape the wrath to come in the tribulation. Revelation 3:10. But all of us have loved ones who know little about God's plan of the ages. They have never been told about eternal life. They are unaware that God's wrath is not destined for true believers, unless you tell them. And, unless you outline the plan of salvation to them. Do so today. Source: Harbinger Daily.